China and Malaysia have reached consensus on Belt and Road cooperation and bilateral ties. The agreement was made when Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with his Malaysian counterpart, Hisham Muddin Hussein, in Nanping, Fujian Province, on Thursday. Wang Yi says China is willing to enhance cooperation on COVID-19 vaccine and drug research with Malaysia. He suggests the two sides align their development strategies and enhance cooperation in 5G, the digital economy, and modern agriculture. Hussein says Malaysia hopes to learn from China's experience in pandemic prevention and control, and to boost bilateral cooperation in the fields of energy, investment, and food security under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. China says it supports holding a special meeting of ASEAN leaders to mediate Myanmar's situation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the remarks on Thursday after meeting with his Malaysian counterpart in Fujian. Wang Yi says it's hoped that groups in Myanmar will proceed from the long-term interests of the country and initiate dialogue and consultation as soon as possible. China and Malaysia agreed that the international community should uphold the basic norms of non-interference in internal affairs and create a good environment for the domestic political reconciliation in Myanmar. The U.S. State Department says it welcomes the EU-led virtual meeting of the Joint Commission of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action scheduled on Friday. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is ready to pursue a return to compliance with its JCPOA commitments, consistent with Iran also doing the same. The European Union said in a statement earlier in the day that the representatives of China, France, Germany, Russia, Britain, and Iran will meet virtually on April 2nd to discuss the prospects of a possible return of the United States to the JCPOA, also known as the Iran nuclear deal. The United States and Iran are in a standoff over reviving the nuclear deal. The Joe Biden administration said that if Iran returns to full compliance with the JCPOA, the United States would do the same. But Iran insists its compliance would only take place once U.S. sanctions have been removed. South Africa has approved the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine with certain conditions. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority says the decision is based on acceptable safety, quality, and efficacy data submitted by the company. The agency says the registration of the vaccine marks a significant step in the country's fight against the pandemic. It says the single-dose vaccine can be given to people 18 and older, adding that it could cause mild or moderate side effects such as headache, muscle pain, and nausea. The vaccine has to be administered in accordance with the South African Department of Health COVID-19 vaccination plan and applicable guidelines. Hong Kong residents will be allowed to return from COVID-19-stricken Britain on designated flights later this month as the pandemic situation in the Chinese city is showing signs of abating. The flights will depart London on April 21st and 28th. Travelers will be required to present proof of a negative nucleic acid test result received within 72 hours prior to departure time. The Hong Kong government says the arrangement is to ensure that the residents return in an orderly manner and to reduce the infection risk of large groups of travelers arriving in the city at the same time. The travelers will undergo 21-day compulsory quarantine at a designated hotel after arriving in Hong Kong and will receive additional virus tests.